You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech, what on earth was going on with Tesla today? The stock went banana cakes. It rose up to $1,800. It then dropped into negative territory. It started the day at $1,500 or so. It ended just a little bit below that. It was, by some measures, the greatest swing of any stock in decades. And Tesla is now hugely valuable. Tesla, which does not sell that many cars, is now worth more than Toyota, Ford, and General Motors combined. In the middle of the day, it was worth more than all of those, plus Fiat Chrysler as well. So it is hard to overstate how crazy the stock changes are. And remember, it is now trading at $1,500 or so. A year ago, it was trading at about $220. Remember Elon Musk's famous tweet? Thinking about taking Tesla private at 420, potentially a marijuana reference, got him in all that trouble with the SEC. At 420, that is roughly a fourth of where the stock was today. So what on earth is going on? First off, I should say that with Tesla stock, more than probably any other stock, there are market shenanigans going on that I don't entirely understand, and maybe nobody entirely understands. It is the most shorted stock on the market, which means there are often short squeezes where people are losing their bets and they have to buy it back. So they predicted that the stock would go down, they end up driving it up. There are conversations that Tesla may join the S&P 500. There may have been people trying to front run that, driving up the price, perhaps then shorting it. Who knows exactly what was going on? I just want to say there are a lot of market shenanigans. Secondly, because there is a perception of market shenanigans, there are more people who are playing a game with Tesla stock than with any other stock. Okay, fine. But there's also a really interesting reason, of course, why Tesla has gone up so much. And it's that they're finally making a profit. And so there is a perception that as the world moves to electric cars, and potentially electric cars with autonomous fleets, Tesla will be able to put itself into something of a monopoly position because it has done so well building electric cars, and in particular, building efficient batteries. And the argument against Tesla has always been, yes, they're great at the tech. Will they be able to run the company in a way that makes money? They have started to put that question to rest. So the case for Tesla is the world is moving very quickly in a certain direction, and Tesla is in position to capture that market, which they're showing ever more and more. The argument against Tesla is that they are effectively tiny. Compared to the other car companies are much better at manufacturing mass numbers of automobiles. Tesla can make its company run efficiently right now. But eventually, the others will build equally good electric cars with equally good charging networks and equally good batteries, and Tesla will not, in fact, have a monopoly position. Tesla will just be a successful competitor. In any case, that argument raged back and forth. Oh, and there's one other factor, of course. They have the most prominent CEO on the planet, and he is a mercurial genius who sometimes seems like the kind of person who could run the most successful car company in the world, and sometimes seems the opposite of that. And actually, in the last 6 months or a year, despite the COVID denialism, he's been on better behavior as the CEO, which has probably helped to push the stock up. So who knows what the heck will happen tomorrow? Maybe it'll go to 2,000, maybe it'll drop down to 800. I certainly do not own any Tesla stock because I couldn't because of my job, but also, I don't know if I could handle the heartburn. All right, see you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.